You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, a conversation with On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg, who writes weekly online stories for the Concentrate Media Information Outlet. So, hi, Sarah. What are we talking about this week, and who else is joining us?
We've had a couple people suggest to us, actually multiple times, that we do something to kind of do a survey of the various hair businesses and hair salons in the greater Ypsilanti area, just because we have such a wide variety, all have their own sort of unique spin on things, their own unique atmosphere, things they specialize in. We also know that they took a hard hit during the pandemic when they had to be closed for about 3 months. So I checked in with five different hairstylists in our area to talk about a variety of things, from the longest-term clients to what their specialties are and why they like Ypsilanti. And I have brought with me Claire Broderick, who actually owns two businesses. She owns This, That, and The Otter Things. It's a gift shop in Depot Town. And in the back of that is her hair salon, Spriggs Hideaway.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I hear you get into Spriggs Hideaway through a secret door. Is that correct?
Yes, you can. If you're a first-time client especially, it's kind of hard to find the back entrance. So if you come in and while the shop is open, then one of my gals who works the shop will take you back through my secret passage, which is the bookshelf in the back.
So tell us about your salon.
It's just me. I work alone and even opened this setup so that I could practice safety through COVID and all that jazz. So I've actually been a hairdresser for about 20 years, and I've lived in Ypsilanti for 15 years, but I've been hanging out in Ypsilanti for like 20-something years. So I'm very happy to be in my hometown.
Are you a hair stylist or a hair artist?
I would say more hair artist and an artist in general. The front store, partly I opened it so that I could sell my own art.
Ah. So
it's the whole thing's kind of an artistic venture, if you will.
What's the difference between a hairstylist and a hair artist?
Well, I think a lot of further education and going and trying new things. And, you know, there's different trends that come out where techniques are learned and creativity can just be exploding from, you know, even within the natural tones of color to the vibrance. And the vibrance are pretty popular these days, but now they're coming back and being a little bit more muted and, you know, kind of color placement and adding a little bit of jazz into some of these natural tones even can be really exciting and really artistic and creative. Whereas I think maybe if people just call themselves a hair cutter or hairdresser or something, they might just, you know, work at a place where they don't push the boundaries for their creativity, and they just are focused more on getting people in and out of the chair.
What would you say your specialty is?
I'm a color specialist for sure, but I really do haircuts and color, and I've kind of blocked out all the rest of the stuff. I also do extensions and stuff too, but mostly haircut and hair.
There were several months during the pandemic that you had to close completely, correct?
Yes, there was.
And what impact did that have on you?
Oh, that was really difficult. That was really difficult. I had wonderful support from clients and friends, which I really, really appreciate, and could not live without that support in my life. It was amazing. But it gave me the opportunity to move my business from the Sola Salons in Ann Arbor to Depot Town in Ypsilanti, and to build the space out, which was formerly the Erie gift shop, to This, That, and the Otter Things with Spriggs Hideaway in the back. And so, you know, it really gave me that time and that boost to be able to make the move and to do it you know, with as much safety in mind as possible. And, you know, so I just kind of built it up from there. But, 4 months of not working. I've been self-employed my whole career since I was, you know, my early 20s or whatever. So just really, really strange to be in a position where, like, what? I can't work? I'm self-employed. This is so weird. Like, I can't work. You're like, and, you know, so it was scary. I, you know, at the time didn't know what was happening, like all of us. And so I think diversifying my income was really kind of what I ended up really working hard towards, just in case. And so, yeah, so both were made.
Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's article?
I talked to Angel Vanis, who owns Star Studio by Angel downtown, and she described her studio as kind of being high energy and artsy. She's always laughing and got her music loud. And she talked a lot about how different people are looking for different atmospheres in a salon. You know, some might be really quiet spa-like experience, but hers is high energy. And I also talked to Deshara Smith, who owns Head Spinner Salon. And she was fun. She's got clients that she's been seeing for 30 years. A lot of the people I talked to actually had been seeing the same heads for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. And then I talked to two hairdressers who are kind of semi-retired and mostly just cut hair in their home. And they had really fun stories, too. Like the one hairdresser, Rosalind Meeks, told me that she'd been doing hair since she was 15, and she decided to go to beauty school to actually get certified after somebody asked her to put a perm in their hair, and she told them she probably shouldn't do it, and they bullied her into doing it anyway, and the lady's hair fell out. So she said she needed to go to beauty school to make sure that was never going to happen again. And then the other person I talked to who works from home is Gwen Thomas, although she is currently also helping out at Finesse One Salon, one of the longest in operation African-American hair salons in Ypsilanti. The co-owner Sean became very ill shortly after they were able to open up after the pandemic closure, and so his wife Holla was there working by herself, and so Gwen's kind of come out of retirement to help out down there. So they're a fun bunch of people, very artistic, very sort of interested in, you know, in people persons. So they were a lot of fun to talk to.
And Claire, you realize as a hair artist and stylist, you can make or break a person. Just saying. No,
yeah,
pressure.
Yeah, right. No, I've been privileged in some ways enough to do hair of famous people or people, you know, about to go to the Olympics or people that like are doing these really crazy, amazing things in life. And for all the years I've been doing it and you know, all the opportunities that have come my way. And then it's pretty amazing the lives of other people and what they go off to do. And you think in the back of your head, like, yeah, that's my look I created for them.
Claire Broderick, it's been fun chatting with you, Ypsilanti hair artist, and Sarah Rigg. Always good to talk to you for On the Ground Ypsi as well. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa.